do not have inspiring vision, do not have a clear purpose, the company reflects this. So I sat with him, and I asked him a series of quality questions and helped him reconnect what his dream was and find out and break the myth of retirement, because retirement is okay as long as it doesn't get in the way of your work. How many of you understand? It's not wise to retire. It's wise to inspire and to find something you love doing that is inspiring so you can do that as long as your life is available. I worked with him and we recaptured the vision, recaptured what he wanted to do. Prior to that, he gave many excuses why his company was down. See, when you do not have an inspired vision and are fired up from the inside, you start looking for excuses why it's not working on the outside. And when you start to give yourself the power to give excuse and blame, and you disassociate from the core power of a company, the company decays. And that's what this person was doing. It plateaued, was going down, because his heart wasn't there. By the time the day was over, we had re-inspired his heart to what his vision was, gave him some new goals and directions. And this lumber company, over the next 3 years, was back up on top again. It had nothing to do with what goes on around you. It has everything to do with what goes on inside you. I'm spending time on this because this is so crucial. I believe this is the most significant part of a company, the inspiring vision, purpose, and dream of the company. So the question you want to ask yourself is, in the company that you're creating, do you have a clear vision and are the details in your mind magnificently clear to such a degree you can't see obstacles? Here's an example. I believe that the obstacles that you face in your business are directly proportionate to how many details that are unclear. If I'm going to do a seminar and I can see the entire seminar in my mind and I can see all the details and I can see all the concerns that people have and I can see the solutions to it and I have the solutions in my mind and it's all detailed in my mind and I can run the thing as if it's done already, then the seminar goes smoothly. But any detail I cannot see, I attract obstacles, challenges in the seminar to manifest. In other words, the obstacles and challenges you face in building your organization is exactly the detail you left out of your plan. It was Alec McKenzie who wrote a book called The Time Trap. I have no idea if this book is available in Spanish, but I can highly recommend it, The Time Trap. And it is a book designed on how to organize yourself, time, and business. It's an excellent book. And he showed that the people at the lowest ranks of an organization or business spend the least amount of time planning and thinking ahead. And the people in the middle plan maybe 10% or 15%. The people near the top are planning closer to 40 and 50% of their time is dedicated to planning and seeing the details. I have a friend in San Diego named Brian Tracy. I have no idea if you've ever heard of this man. A brilliant gentleman, very intelligent gentleman on business management. And Brian and I sometimes have lunch, and he stated that those people that fail to plan are the ones that plan to fail. They have not set this up. And the ones that have the detailed plans and are meticulous in those details are the ones that have things run smoothly. If you want to be a global corporation, a multinational corporation, you have to have an astronomical vision. Your company will never outgrow your vision. And your vision must be at a greater concentric sphere, a realm of possibility, than that which you're trying to create. Because your consciousness must precede your manifestation. Your consciousness must precede your manifestation. It must have the details of the whole vision. You've probably heard of a gentleman who owns News Corporation, Murdoch. Is this person known here? Do you know Murdoch? I was blessed to have dinner. My wife and I were having dinner with him and his son in New York. And I asked him a question about how did he create a global organization. And this was his response. And I had already been doing this, but when I heard this, I realized the significance of what I was doing. He said that he holds a globe in his hand.